ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8 and 9, Text 4 to 1 through 52. Oh, 4 to 2, sorry, from 4 to 2 to 51. Evam Shapati Viprasa. Vidyam astaya palguna, yayau samyamanim asau, yatraste bhagavan yama, evam sapati viprasa. Vidyam astaya palguna, yayau samyamanim asu, yatraste bhagavan yama, evam shapati viprasa. Vidyam astaya palguna, yayau samyamanim asu, yatraste bhagavan yama. Evam shapati viprasa. Vidyam astaya palguna, yayau samyamanim asu, yatraste bhagavan yama. Evam shapati viprasa. Vidyam astaya palguna, yayau samyamanim asu, yatraste bhagavan yama. Evam shapati viprasa. Vidyam astaya palguna, yayau samyamanim asu, yatraste bhagavan yama. Mabujis. Evam shapati viprasa. Vidyam astaya palguna, yayau samyamanim asu, yatraste bhagavan yama. Okay, translation. While the wise Brahmana continued to heap insults upon him, Arjuna deployed a mystic incantation to go at once to Samyamani, the city of heaven where Lord Yamaraj resides. Oh, we could do the other verses together.
Viprapatyama shakshanas Tata indrema gatpurim agneyim nairitim saumyam jayayam raunim mata rasatalam nakapristam dishyam yanyam yuda tato labda dvija suto iyanishtirna pratishyuta agnim viviksu krishnena Pratyukta Pratishehasa
Not seeing the Brahmana's child there, Arjuna went to the cities of Agni, Riti, Soma, Vayu, and Varuna. With weapons at ready, he searched through all the domains of the universe, from the bottom of the subterranean region to the roof of heaven. Finally, not having found the Brahmana's son anywhere, Arjuna decided to enter the sacred fire, having failed to keep his promise. But just as he was about to do so, Lord Krishna stopped him and spoke the following words. Purport, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments that Arjuna trusted Lord Shiva implicitly as his guru, and so he did not bother to search out Lord Shiva's celestial abode. 45. Darshaye dvija sunum ste mavagyamanam atmana etena kyutim himalam manushya stapayishyanti. Lord Krishna said, I will show you the Brahmana's sons, so please don't despise yourself like this. These same men who now criticize us will soon establish our spotless fame. Iti sambhasya bhagavan arjunena sahishvara divyam swaratam astaya pratisim disham avishat. Having thus advised Arjuna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead had Arjuna join him on his divine chariot, and together they set off toward the west. Sapta dvipansa sindhumscha sapta sapta girinnata loka lokam tata titya vivesha sumahatama. The Lord's chariot passed over the seven islands of the middle universe, each with its ocean and its seven principal mountains. Then it crossed the loka-loka boundary and entered the vast region of total darkness. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada notes, Krishna passed over all these planets and reached the covering of the universe. This covering is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam as great darkness. The material world as a whole is described as dark. In the open space, there is sunlight, and therefore it is illuminated. But in the covering, because of the absence of sunlight, it is naturally dark. Tatra sava saiba sugriva megha pushpa bahaka tasmai barasta gatayo abhuvur bharatarshava tandrishva bhagavan krishno mahayogeshva sahasra ditya sankarsan swachakram prahinot pura. In the darkness, the chariot's horses, Shaibya, Sugriva, Meghapushpa, and Balahaka, lost their way. Seeing them in this condition, O best of the Bharatas, Lord Krishna, the supreme master of all masters of yoga, sent his Sudarshan disc before the chariot. That disc shone like thousands of suns. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti gives the following insight into this verse. Lord Krishna's horses are descended from the Vaikuntha to participate in his earthly pastimes. Since the Lord himself was pretending to be a finite human being, his steeds now acted confused to enhance the drama of the situation for all who would one day hear his pastimes. Tamasu goram gana The Lord Sudarshan disc penetrated the darkness with its blazing effulgence, racing forward with the speed of the mind. It cut through the fearsome, dense oblivion, expanded from primeval matter, as an arrow shot from Lord Rama's bow cuts through his enemy's army. 51. Varena chakra nupatina tatama
Param Param Jyoti Ananta Param Samasnuvanam Prasmaksya Halguna Patakitato Kiratesini Ube.
Translation. Following the Sudarshan disc, the chariot went beyond the darkness and reached the endless spiritual light of the all-pervasive Brahmjyoti. As Arjuna beheld the glaring effulgence, his eyes hurt, and so he shut them. Wherefore, after breaking through each of the 8 concentric shells of the universe, the Sudarshan disc led Lord Krishna's chariot into the limitless, self-effulgent atmosphere of the spiritual sky. This journey by Lord Krishna and Arjuna to Vaikuntha is also narrated in Sri Hari Vamsa, where the Lord is quoted as telling his companion, Brahma Tejo Mayam Divyam Mahatya Drishtavanasi Ahamsa Bharata Shrishta Matejasta Sanatanam. The divine expanse of Brahman effulgence you have seen is none other than myself, O best of the Bharatas. It is my own eternal effulgence. Prakriti sa mama para vyakta vyakta sanatani santavishya bhavantita mokya yoga dhautma. It comprises my eternal spiritual energy, both manifest and unmanifest. The foremost yoga experts of this world enter within it and become liberated. Sa sankhyanam guti parta yoginam cha tapasvinam tatparam param sarvam hibhajati jagat amai vatad ghanam tejo yatum aharasi bharatam. It is the supreme goal of the followers of Shankhya, O Partha, as well as that of the yogis and ascetics. It is the supreme absolute truth manifesting the varieties of the entire created cosmos. You should understand this Brahmjyoti, O Bharata, to be my concentrated personal effulgence.
Om Gyana Tirmanasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshum Tanyena Taspa Sri Gurube Nama.
Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadadi Swaparam Chitam.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Jagarada Shri Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
So, the greatest warrior on the face of the earth is being insulted by this simple Brahmana. He's been hurling insult after insult. You liar, boaster, like that, and so forth. And this can only be done in an age where Brahmanical culture is respected. Because if that was done in this age, that Brahmana would have been finished. See, but when Brahmanical culture is respected, then Arjuna had to tolerate the insults. He is the foremost of warriors, the greatest warriors on the face of the earth. But not only on the earth, even the heavenly planet. Because one time he was actually asked by Indra to help him kill some of the demons attacked in the heavens. So we can see this great warrior has been profusely insulted. But he had understood the Pratismriti. Pratismriti is the art of reciting Vedic mantras, whereby one can be able to travel to all the planetary system within the universe. So Arjuna had learned this from Vyasadeva through Yudhishthira. Not only could he have traveled to the universes, but he could invoke any one of the demigods he wanted. So he immediately went to the abode of Yamaraj. Samyamani. And he went there, but he did not see the boy. And this is the most appropriate thing to do, because usually when someone dies, he usually, if he does not go back to the spiritual world, he has to go to Yamloka for a trial. See? And in the court of Yamraj, the soul has been harassed by the Yamadutas, taken by the Yamadutas, and beaten along the way. Usually when one leaves the body, he's still encased in his subtle body. And with that subtle body, he's able to feel pain and so forth. So the soul is usually dragged by the nose of the Yamadutas to Yamaloka. And there he's tried. And then he goes to the hellish planet, or the heavenly planets, or the earthly planet. Depends to his karma. But of course, for the devotee, he usually go to the spiritual world. Or if his mission is not fulfilled, he comes back here to complete it. See? So it was appropriate that Arjuna went there. And after going there, he did not see this little boy. And so he went to other places like Agni Loka, Varuna Loka, Yama Loka, and so forth. And there also he did not see this boy. So then he traveled to the hellish planets, to the middle planetary system, the upper planetary system. Still he did not see the boy there again. And so, truthful to his word, as being a true Kshatriyana, prominent warrior, noble man, he decided to enter the fire as he had promised the Brahmana. And as he was going to go into the fire, Lord Krishna rescued him. See? Lord Krishna rescued him. And what is stated in the Bhagavad Gita? Kunteya pratijanahi nami bhaktya pranasyati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotees never perishes. See? So the Lord protects his devotees despite what calamity he may be in. And in this case with Arjuna, we see that he immediately rescued him. And not only because Arjuna was his friend, but he had a great mission for Arjuna. See? He had a great mission for Arjuna. Arjuna would be the receptor of the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita. And he would be the instrument to vanquish many of the demons within this world. So the Lord showed his magnanimous nature. Because we've seen that Arjuna had showed respect to Lord Shiva. Not to Krishna himself, but he had offered obeisances to Krishna, to Lord Shiva, recited mantras and so. And in one way, this can be considered a little slighting for Lord Krishna, you know, because he did not turn to Lord Krishna, but he turned to Shiva. And like I said before, at this point, Arjuna did not have complete knowledge of Krishna's supremacy. He did not have the true understanding of Krishna's supreme position. So that was why he did this, because Once when he was looking for celestial weapons, he had pleased Lord Shiva. In fact, he had meditated for 4 months, which was considered a very austere for a Kshatriya. A Kshatriya don't usually go through meditation and all these things so much. See? But Arjuna, he went into the Himalaya region and he stood on his toes with his hands upwards and he meditated for 4 months. The first month he ate fruits and leaves every 3 days. The second month he ate leaves and fruits every 6 days. And the third month he ate that only twice, 2 times for that month. And the fourth month he just breathed air. And as he was doing this, the heat started to emanate from his body and the surrounding air, and it was scorching the places. And we know in the Himalayan regions there are multifarious sages, many, many sages, renowned sages. And so they were a little affected, or they were affected by this heat. And so they begged Lord Shiva to do something. Then Lord Shiva appeared there as a Kirata hunter. A Kirata is like a nomadic hunter. And a demon, at that time, simultaneously, a demon took the form of a boar and was going to attack Arjuna. Arjuna, seeing the boar coming, took up his Gandiva bow and shot the boar. But at the same time, Lord Shiva also did the same. So Arjuna was upset with that. He told the hunter, "I had aim at this boar force. Why did you do this?" And the hunter said, "This is my territory. I aimed at the boar force, not you. So you have to pay for this." And immediately Arjuna released a shower of arrows at Lord Shiva in the form of the hunter. When he did this, Lord Shiva did the same on him. And both of them were shooting in counter until suddenly all of Arjuna's arrow disappeared. Usually his quiver is inexhaustible. That means that the arrows would not diminish from his quiver. But suddenly he noticed that all diminished. Then he took his bow and grabbed the Kirat by his neck, you know, by the string, and tried to squeeze him and drag Lord Shiva for a little while. Then he noticed that Lord Shiva took away the bow from him. Then he attacked with his fist. He started to punch him and kick him and so forth. And then Lord Shiva, the Kirata, put one solid blow at him. Whoop! And he fell down to the ground unconscious. This never happened to him. What's going on there? So then he regained consciousness. And lying on the ground, he grabbed some art and he formulated a little image of Lord Shiva, Murti. And maybe he grabbed some flowers and put it on that murti of Lord Shiva and start to pray to the murti of Shiva. But then when he looked, the flower that he had put on Shiva, on the murti, appeared on the head of the Kirata hunter. And immediately Lord Arjuna realized that this is Lord Shiva. And then he offered his obeisances to him and prayed to him. And then Lord Shiva gave him the Pashupata Astra. That is the most powerful Brahmastra in the universe. Actually, Lord Shiva, you'd use that to annihilate the universe at the time of destruction. So Arjuna was awarded that weapon. And then he left. So we can see that Arjuna had implicit faith in Lord Shiva. And that was why when the Brahmana said that Krishna is here, Pradyumna, Anirudh, Baladev, they're here and they cannot find my son. Why do you think you can find it? And he said that he He is the wield of the Gandiva bow, and he had pleased Lord Shiva, the mighty Mahadev.
You see?
So Arjuna at that point had great faith in Lord Shiva. And so so that's why he was acting like that. But at that point he did not realize Krishna's opulence. And we find that in the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna showed him the universal form and soul, then he said here, Yachavahasartam astakritosi vihahara sayasana bhojaneshu. I have in the past addressed you as O Krishna, O Yadava, O my friend. Without knowing your glories, I have dishonored you many times while relaxing or while lying on the same bed or eating together, sometimes alone and sometimes in front of many friends. Please excuse me for all my offenses. You see? This is when Arjuna actually come to the conclusion that Krishna is the supreme personality. And then later on he says, Rudraditya Vasavo Yecha Sadya Vishvesvinao Marutas Chosma Pascha. The different manifestation of Lord Shiva, the Adityas, the Vasus, the Sadhyas, the Vishvadevas, the two Ashwins, the Maruts, the forefathers and the Gandharvas, the Yakshas, Asuras, and all perfected demigods are beholding you in wonder. So here now we can see even his deity Lord Shiva is amazed by the power of Krishna. And here he can understand that Krishna is actually the supreme. See? So Lord Krishna showed his magnanimity by rescuing Arjuna from this calamity he was in. See? Because Arjuna would have killed himself, and he was serious about that. And Krishna rescued him, even though he in some way insulted Krishna or demoted Krishna, you see, by showing respect more to Lord Shiva. And so so this is the nature of the Lord, and the Lord despite what one may do, once one is his devotee in some way, Arjuna was his friend. See? He did not know of his supremacy, but at least he was friend. And Krishna rescued him. It's stated that even the demons, even Putana, who was so vicious towards him, he gave her the role of a nurse. Ravana, Shishupal, Dantavakra, all these demons, he helped. So it's stated that how more merciful, or who can be more merciful than the Lord, that he even gave benediction to his enemies. See? So we see that Lord Krishna, he has assisted Arjuna. Then he got his chariot, the powerful chariot from Vaikuntha, and they started to traverse the universe. And they went to the different planetary system. We know the lower planetary system started from the hellish planet. From the hellish planet, then you have like Patala, Rasatala, Tatala, Sutala, Nitala, Vitala, Atala. Those are the lower planetary regions. Then you have the earthly planetary regions. And then you have the high planetary regions like the Shapta Rishi Lokas, Duvalok, Mahar, Jana, Tapa, Sati. Those are the upper. See, and then after they traverse all these places, they pierce the covering of the universe, it's stated. They pierce the covering of the universe and then enter to the realm of the Brahm Jyoti. And the Brahm Jyoti is where the Mayavadis and the yogis and so forth take shelter. But the Lord explains in Bhagavad Gita that Klesho Dikartaras Tesham. This effulgence of mind, or the unmanifested form of mind, is difficult. It's very difficult to worship. Because Arjuna was asking, well, which form is better to worship? He says that this form is very difficult to worship. And so I would not advise this form of worship. See? And so worshiping the Brahm Jyoti is not advisable for anyone. And even if those that are attracted to it and are listening, then you should hear that Lord Krishna is declaring it, that it is troublesome to achieve that feast. So better to worship the personal form of Lord Krishna. So we find that the Lord, and so after they went there, they eventually, the next verses would tell us that they would reach Mahavishnu and so forth. So we're not touching that. But I would want to touch upon the geography of the universe, I mean the way we have it. Within the Bhagavatam it's stated the seven islands. But usually in the universes, the definition of an island is a piece of land floating in water. See, so when land is floating in the air, when like the planet is floating in the air, it's considered a planet, not an island. So in one sense, we also need to define our geography or geographical terms, maybe according to the terms we know now, because in that way students can relate with the structure of the universe in terms of scientific understanding. See, it's somewhat interesting for us to do that. And so what we have known also, we have to try to understand the description of the universe. We have to try to understand it in terms of our findings. We're not talking about theories. We're talking about findings. There's theories of the universe is different from findings of the universe. Like we know within the solar region, there are 9 planetary systems. You have the physical system, and then you have the airy system, like Venus, Mercury, Mars. They're made up of the composition like Earth. But like Saturn, Jupiter, Pluto, and so forth, they are called airy planets. So in one sense, we need to try to understand things in this light, or compare our structure in this light, so that we get a clear understanding of the universe. It's also stated that several systems, like we have the solar systems, so several systems combined together form a galaxy. You see? A galaxy. Our galaxy is considered to be the Milky Way. And then several galaxies combine to form like a universe. That's in terms of scientific understanding. So somewhere or the other, if we can try to understand things in this light, it might be easier for students to understand. So coming back here is the Lord traveled throughout the universe, and we got some description of it. And then he went beyond the universe. See? And so we get some description of that too. And so Arjuna was able to keep his vow by getting back the Brahmana's son through the mercy of the Lord. Declare it boldly, Arjuna, my devotees never perish. I'll stop here if there's any comment or correction or addition. Prabhuji.
I just think it's interesting that Arjuna is with Krishna. Krishna is guiding him past all these different levels or crusts or
traveling
through these universes and actually going to the spiritual sky. And as we'll see in the future, he comes in contact with Lord Vishnu, and Vishnu has created this whole situation just because he wants to see Krishna. And it's just interesting to me that Arjuna at that point doesn't understand who Krishna is. I mean, if Vishnu has created a whole situation and Krishna is capable of going to Vishnu to have, because Vishnu wants to have darshan with Krishna, why does Arjuna doubt that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Why does he have to wait to see the universal form?
Very interesting question. You see, because Arjuna was also acting as the friend of Krishna. And in some way we can say he was placed into that illusion, not to, able to see him as the Supreme Lord himself. In fact, if he had seen him as the Supreme Lord himself, that relationship, that friendship would not be there. He would not see him in that light. Just like Mother Devaki and Vasudeva or Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, if they had seen Krishna in the light of the Lord, then that paternal relationship would not be there. So in a way like that too, in one sense we can say that Arjuna was somewhat covered also. When Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, he would see the real form of Krishna. And sometimes he would forget that, and like when he was fighting in Mahabharata, he would also forget that Krishna is the Lord sometimes, and he would be ordering him, go here, go there, pull my chariot here and so that the role can be acted upon, you see. So that's my foremost understanding, that because he was acting as the friend of Krishna, he was somewhat covered here. Any other point or correction there?
But when you say covered, you're meaning covered by the internal potency, not covered by the external.
Surely. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.